Welcome to the Jeff and Harris podcast. It's guaranteed to be a spectacular broadcast. We're just two guys with ideas on the mind. Just doing our part to save mankind. Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris podcast.
Podcast.
Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris.
Harris, we're just going to jump right in.
Okay, that's how I
jump
do it.
Jumping in like a pool.
Yep. Don't dip a toe.
No. Nope.
You're never going to get in.
Cannonball right in there.
If you dipped a toe in this podcast, you'd never get in.
Yeah.
You just sit at the edge going, oh, no, I want to enjoy the sun.
Ooh. No. No. You need to play some frisbee in the water.
Yeah,
A little beach volleyball. No, I mean
water volleyball.
You know.
Anyway. Like
the stuff from...
This is metaphors falling apart. Let's keep going.
Okay. Do you know what America's favorite pastime is? Besides pretending not to be racist.
Is it baseball?
You're wrong. Oh. Getting a haircut.
I don't think
and
that's
the other
right.
day I was getting a haircut.
Okay.
And I was, you know, looking around because I have nothing else to do. And I see that nice blue vase of the substance called Barberside.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, what is that? What is Barberside?
I don't know.
It sounds like some sort of chemical you put on your plants in your crop when you're a farmer to keep barbers away.
Yeah,
perhaps.
I guess so.
Any other theories?
It sounds like something that you get barbers would be arrested for.
Oh yeah.
Or if it's something you get arrested for if you killed the barber.
Or maybe if a barber was the
The murderer.
Yeah. If like you get to a crime scene, it's just, where's McKagan? We need the Barberside unit. I heard a story from a friend of mine. He said that he was on a city bus one time, and there was a drunk guy who had passed out on the seat, and he was sitting there, and he's like, what are they going to do about it? And then the bus stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys in black came on, picked him up, took him off. He was never heard from again.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a true story, and I love it. It's one of the greatest stories I've ever heard, because mm-hmm. I like the thought, the idea that there are guys dressed in black who just pick people up from where they are and no one ever hears from them again. It's a great feeling. I mean, they're the FBI.
Of the bus.
Of the bus. And the FBIs, they drive black Escalades, but the transit FBI probably drive like black Ford Tauruses or something.
Yeah.
Hatchbacks.
Good car.
Not as cool, but
reliable.
You know, as reliable.
Yeah.
As reliable.
It's built Ford tough.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking there should be guys in black who take you away from other places besides the bus. Okay. Oh, I love a good Valley Village run, am I right?
You said it.
Yeah. There's like 1,000 shirts here.
I know. I don't know about this one.
Which one? The octopus with the mustache?
Oh, no. The one with the naked old man on it. Says Over the Hill. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty funny.
It's pretty funny, but I don't know if I want to keep it.
Oh, well, just put it back where you found it.
I don't remember where I found it.
Dude.
What?
Just put it on top of the rack.
Am I allowed to do that?
Who cares?
Do they get angry when you do that?
No, just do it.
Whatever. I guess it's just the staff. And wait, who are you?
Hey,
get your hands up! Don't touch.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Where are you taking them?
Oh, yeah.
No! Come back!
Yeah.
No!
It's my family.
Back at the casino. I haven't been here for a while.
Have a good casino night.
Gonna rock some slots.
Yeah. Hey, we should sign up for those. Those cards.
Those ones that you just put them in the machine and...
Yeah, it takes the $10. It gives you free
it gives you free 10 bucks.
Free 10 bucks.
Yeah, I don't gamble that much. You should get one, though.
I'll get one, and we can just use the 10 bucks.
And then just not. That's a great idea.
Else. Yeah, let's do it. Wait, who are you?
Hey.
Get your hands up. Don't touch...
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Where are you taking them?
Oh, yeah.
No! Come back!
Yeah.
No!
It's my family.
I'm not getting anything. I'm just going to sit down.
All right, hang on. Hi, can I get a Big Mac meal, please? But on the Big Mac, I don't want any lettuce or pickles. Is that okay? Can I do that? Wait, who are you?
Hey.
Get your hands up. Don't touch.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Where are you taking them?
Oh, yeah.
No. Come back.
Yeah.
No.
It's my family.
If you don't like the show Big Brother, you should probably just not listen for a couple minutes.
Go grab a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Go on the computer.
Check on your emails. Check your plants.
Yeah, go feed your fish. Pay your bills. Go and go on the treadmill for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We're getting into Big Brother here.
Yeah.
This is some crazy territory.
It needs a weird voice from Jeff.
Absolutely. We're going crazy here.
Hope you heard me turn out my computer there.
Yeah, that's how crazy it is. We need to turn up the computer to talk about Big Brother.
Yeah. Anyway, this season.
Great season.
It's okay. It's got its moments. Had its moments. It's getting better. It's getting better. I'll say it's escalating. But there's one fellow on the show that
give you a hint. He's got a crazy accent and his hair is thinning rapidly.
Yeah, his name is Enzo. He's your perfectly stereotypical
New Jersey citizen.
New Jersey Italian American citizen.
Absolutely.
He's got the accent, he's got the
full package.
He's got everything.
He's got everything you need.
Yeah.
In a stereotype.
Yeah. Originally I started up with going, this guy's kind of annoying.
Yep.
But then with one sentence, he changed my mind.
One fell swoop.
He went from being annoying to being my favorite person alive.
Yes. With two words. Actually one word said
just twice. Meow meow.
Meow meow.
Backstory.
Meow meow.
Backstory. He had taken three other dudes into in the head of household room.
Hey, meow meow.
Head of household room, and said, "You know what? Let's start an alliance right now. Let's do it. We gotta do it."
Meow.
And then he says to Lane, "You can be the beast."
Before this, he said very strictly, we need nicknames.
Nicknames.
Of course. Like, as in, of course we need nicknames. We're in
an
alliance.
Why wouldn't we have nicknames?
We're not going to wait for the House or America to kind of give us nicknames or for them to play out. We're just going to give each other. Except me, I'm going to give myself one.
Because he looks at Lane, says, you're the beast.
Yeah.
Looks at Hayden, you're the animal. Looks at Matt, you're the brains. Then just kind of looks into the space as he points at himself and says, and I'm meow meow.
But he doesn't just say it.
I'm meow meow. He says it in a tone that says, Of course I'm meow meow.
What else would I be? It's
what
got
other
the beast, you got the animal, you got the brains, and what's missing?
Meow meow.
Meow meow is missing. It's meow meow. Come on. Look at me.
He's meow meow.
Rear.
I mean, there's nothing that doesn't say meow meow.
And you know, before this I thought people who coined their own nicknames, not cool. Who's the exception?
Let me think for a second. Meow meow.
It's meow meow. Come on. And it's like all the other ones are, it's the beast,
yeah,
the brains, the animal, and what goes with that?
Meow meow.
Meow. It's meow meow.
Give you a hint, every answer in the upcoming podcast from now until eternity.
It's meow meow.
It's meow meow. It's going to be meow meow. Start watching Big Brother. Love meow meow.
We don't need to tell you that. It'll just happen.
We'll make shirts that say meow meow on them.
Of course. I can't wait for in his interviews, it actually starts just dropping the Enzo, and it just says, meow, meow.
That's the day. that's the world I want my kids to live in.
A world.
Where? With meow. Filled with
filled
meow,
with
meow,
meow. Barbara and Ronald Knight, my parents.
Yes.
Recently have been getting a kick out of using current slang.
Yeah.
And it's getting pretty funny. My mom has been referring to things that are warm in temperature as hot as balls. Example, careful with that plate. The food is hot as balls. We went in the car and on a hot day.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, it's
how
hot
was
balls
it
in
there?
It's hot as balls in here, she says. And another thing, walked by I think it was an Escalade, and it was really souped up, and it had crazy rims. And she says, wow, that vehicle is pimped. My mom said it was pimped. And then there's my dad. He's been threatening to pop a cap in everyone's ass. Just because this one time he's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to put on my hoodie and put on my leather jacket and go pop some caps in some asses. And then we all laughed.
Got a good response from the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Decided to run
with it. And my dad is the kind of dad where if there's a joke that's funny, it'll go on for 25 years. And sometimes it gets not as funny. Not with this. Like, examples. He's like, we went through a drive-thru. Forgot straws. Now, for the average person, that would not merit popping a cap in someone's ass. However, he's like, I'm going to go in there and pop a cap in someone's ass.
Man needs his Diet Coke.
I have a dream.
Is it that all races live in harmony?
Nope, this one has to do with a haunted train, actually.
Oh.
Kind of different from what Martin Luther King wanted, but...
I'm sure he had a... Maybe that was a secondary dream.
If they would have let him finish.
Yeah. His first dream was really well received. Then he had a second.
I have a second dream. And it includes a haunted train.
Everyone was like, okay, Martin, maybe you should step down from the podium.
And in this dream, there was my brother, and he's like, man, I really want to go fishing.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, let's go fishing.
Your brother said that?
Yeah.
Out of character for your brother?
Yes, sir. He'd rather go mosh at a metal concert. But he wanted to go fishing this day.
Okay.
And we decided we would go over to local celebrity and real estate agent Bob Jefferson's house.
Oh, nice.
And who used to have T-shirts that said the guy with the Hummer, because we live in a small town, and apparently there's one Hummer.
Yeah.
And then he got rid of the Hummer, and now he just has a truck, and my parents say that they're going to look on TV where there's, like,
the
African
guy
riots
with
the
Nissan Altima.
Yeah, they're going to look on TV and see a bunch of, like, African riots, and they're all wearing Bob Jefferson T-shirts because he shipped them all off to a different country. So Bob Jefferson went over to his house to do some fishing, and we went into his backyard, and he had a train in his backyard, and of course we're going to fish off the train. Duh. So
obviously.
We went on the train,
okay.
And I went to the back, and there was water down where the tracks were, and then I fell off, and I had remembered I had my cell phone in my pocket, and I was really upset. Oh, sorry, I had to burp.
Is that part of the dream?
Yes, I burped then while I was in the water, and I got out, and I was really bummed that my cell phone was all wet, and then I went inside.
Did you put it in rice?
I didn't put it in rice. I thought about it, though. I legitimately thought about it in my dream.
Why didn't you? Was there no rice?
There was no rice on this haunted train. It was the exception to the haunted train with rice rule. So I was in there, and then there was a bunch of other people in there, and they're like, this train is haunted. And at this point, I didn't know it was haunted. And I said, I got to find a way out, and everybody's trying to find a way out. Meanwhile, I had just fallen off the back and tried
how
to
many,
find a way
how many
on.
People?
A lot.
What? Is it even scary when there's like 100 other people there with you?
Yes, it okay. was scary. And we had to find a way out.
Question and answer.
Yeah. And it was like a big game. It was kind of like Saw, but in a train. Mm. I think that's what they're doing for Saw 7.
Train. Saw train.
Saw on a train. And couldn't
it's
find
like
a way out.
Snakes on a plane, but a lot.
Yep. And then I was like, you know what?
Scarier and based on land.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to take a shower. So I went, and I went in the shower, and then...
Convenient that the haunted train has full
running
showers.
Water and a shower. Yeah.
Because no one likes to be sweaty while they're scared.
Yeah. It's the fear sweat that smells the worst.
Well, you should have used Old Spice scented body wash. You could have felt like a man and just punched the ghosts into submission.
Yeah, of course. And then my uncle came into the bathroom, and he's like, is anybody in here? And I was like, yeah, I'm taking a shower right now. He's like, oh, I'm going to go to a roller coaster. And I'm like, all right, I'll see you. And then he just left. And then I went outside, and this is where it gets a little weird. A voice came over the PA, and he's like, I've noticed that no one has been able to find a way out of here. So now I'm going to give you, like, little hints or whatever it said.
Okay.
And it was like, it's going to give us little ways to help us out, but only a few people, and then everyone else is going to die from the haunting. And so it's like, no, this is where it takes a turn here. There was a penguin in there who was speaking with a British accent and saying she was looking for her husband. And then I came up to this penguin, I said, and in a British accent, I said, I am your husband. But in a British accent, I'm your husband. You know, whatever. And so, and then Miranda, our friend, came out to me, and then she said something that I can't remember what she said, but she made the penguin, she said something like, no, he's not your husband, British penguin. And they said, oh, all right, and then just walked away and flew away. And I noticed that on its back it had straps, so it could have carried me off said haunted train.
Mm-hmm.
This penguin, it was a flightful penguin.
Oh,
it could fly.
That's handy.
Yep. And that's kind of where the dream ended. And I'm pretty sure I went into another dream where I was counseling at camp, and two, we were playing, all playing hide and seek, and two of the kids went missing. One was under a rock. One was under the floor boards of the haunted train.
Oh.
So a little integrated dreams right there.
Going to store, buying something that you think is not, like, that you think you're kind of embarrassed for buying.
Yeah.
You just assume people are judging you for buying it.
The cashier. I think it's with everybody. It's got to be with everybody. Yeah. You buy something, like, I would go to Dollarama and buy a bunch of Spider-Man watches.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, feeling, oh, just the cashier is just getting the best of me.
Yeah.
And then you try and get in the mindset, like, I bought a miniature piano, and you just get in the mindset, I'm buying this for my little brother. I don't have a little brother, but you're just, like, just got to get
you
into
just
the feeling
have that
like
look.
You do it. Yeah. And it's like, you go to a grocery store and buy a bunch of weird things or something, and it's like, okay, let's just plop it on the counter. Motor oil, mouthwash, drain cleaner, diapers. I just imagine that the cashier thing, I'm just going to cook up enough crystal meth to make me crap my pants or something. Worst feeling in the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, one time, my sister's birthday in May, I went.
May 11th?
Yes. Exactly. If you see my sister on May 11th of any year, wish her a happy birthday.
Shake her hand and say happy birthday, Jill.
Yeah. Anyway, went to buy her a gift card at a makeup store in Polo Park Shopping Mall from a place she asked for, the Sephora, something like that.
Yes, I'm very familiar. I get all my stuff from there.
Yeah, and I just felt like I got judged very much as I was walking in by the people outside the mall going,
look at this guy.
Who's this guy?
Because when you're walking into a makeup store, the entire world revolves around you. Everybody's looking at you.
Yeah, everyone, the people.
And everyone thinks, like, 5 minutes after they pass you, remember that guy walking into the makeup store?
People are walking out of American Eagle, just peeking around, going, look at this clown.
He's just walking into a makeup store.
Anyway, yeah, and then I get to the counter, and the very homosexual man behind the counter eyes me up and down, kind of like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Is this guy lost?
Is he going to... Ask me where to go to the bathrooms, or
and I asked for a gift card, and then he tried to get me to buy a more expensive gift card, and I was like, no. No. Oh, gross! I stepped in something.
Ugh! Is it human fecal matter?
No.
This is another Jeff and Harris top five
topic.
Top five hairstyles. Go.
Five, when you sleep on one side for the whole night and your hair gets all on one side and there's that weird bump in your head.
Five, the Fresh Prince flat top.
Four, when girls twirl their hair and then stick some sort of spike in it.
Four, baby bird.
Three, powdered wig.
Three, the way your hair looks when you're about to be struck by lightning.
Two, quiff.
Two, frohawk.
One, flock of seagulls.
One, taking a dump on someone's head.
That's not a hairstyle.
My barber did it to me.
This is another Jeff and Harris top five.
I was in the States, and you know how on billboards for a hotel, it'll say, like, all the good things about the hotels? It'll
generally
be like...
generally doesn't say they're bad things.
They're not like, oh, very uncomfortable beds.
Yeah, this floor smells like weird cheese.
That's always a really bad one. But they'll usually say the good things, like free Wi-Fi, pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, and suites available or something. Yeah.
Continental breakfast.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
You know.
Continental breakfast.
Yeah. And I saw one that was, it said the name of the hotel, and the first perk was in-room phone, to which I was like, ugh, I have been just taking things for granted in my hotel rooms, just being like, oh, I got a phone, I don't even care about this, you know? And it's like, if that's your best perk, your number one. That's what you put in front.
I would hate to see the rest of the room. Maybe that's all there is.
Maybe. Just a phone.
A phone and then
it's
two.
A phone room, really.
Just four milk crates and just a piece of plywood put on top of it as a bed.
Bed of nails or something. Why couldn't you just leave this as plywood?
And you it's like. Take extra effort to make that more uncomfortable.
And it's like, well, what if there was worse hotels? What would you put on the sign?
Door.
Poo bucket. Or lack of rapists. That's always a prerequisite for me in my hotel rooms. I'm a big pusher for lack of rapists.
Oh, yeah. Lack of rapists is
a must.
Pretty key. Thank you for joining in the 12th episode. There's now a dozen. of our podcast.
A regular person's dozen.
Yeah. Soon a baker's dozen.
They might bake as a hobby, but they ain't no baker.
But yeah, anyway, thanks for joining us. JeffandHarris.podomatic.com. Jeff and Harris podcast on Facebook. JeffandHarris@hotmail.com.
I think we might get a Twitter soon.
Maybe. I have one.
I actually got one last night, too.
We don't tweet, though.
No.
This is
I don't really know how to work it, really. Yeah. I just
we follow bands we like, and they give us details on shows.
Yep.
So, yeah. I'm the Andrew Harris, though, if you're...
Really? I was trying to look for you.
Yeah, I'm the Andrew Harris.
I'm just Jeff Nitrogen.
Andrew Harris was taken, so I had to make sure that I was numero uno. Anyway.
You're the Andrew Harris.
Oh, yeah.
You're not a Andrew Harris.
Yeah. Oh, not a Andrew Harris. I'm the Andrew Harris. And thanks for joining us with the Andrew Harris and the Jeff Knight. Good night. We love you all.
Well, not all of you.